He is a God who is worthy of praise and adoration and worship among all of the inhabitants of the earth. And beloved, how much more so as God has ordained for Himself worship and praise. And because of His value and because of His worth, how much more, I mean, if the whole nations and the inhabitants are called to praise God and to worship and love Him and to serve Him with gladness and fear, what about the Christian family? What about little Megan Futch, whom we will have the privilege of recognizing belongs to God? You see, beloved, this baptism is not a empty ceremonial rite that we do to make us feel good about ourselves and our families. It's not something that we do to make us or to convince ourselves that God will be with our children. We don't have to convince ourselves of such a great and wonderful fact. God has already claimed the whole earth is His. Everything in the earth belongs to Him. And when He summons you into His presence, all that you have are His, even your children. All we're doing this morning is being obedient. All we're doing this morning is placing the sign and seal of the covenant of grace in the rite of baptism upon Megan Futch because God commanded us to do so. Beloved, please do not fall into the modern misconception that so many today have about baptism. That says, nowhere in the Bible are we commanded to baptize our children. Yes, we are. We are commanded to give the sign of the covenant of grace to our children. And it started back at Abraham. Though the sign has changed, the command remains. Beloved, when God says something, He means it. When God makes and gives a command to His people, He expects His people to obey that command until He tells them otherwise. That is what we ought to be looking for in the Bible, is the command to say, stop giving the covenant sign to your children, and you will not find it. So, beloved, we're here to rejoice with Austell and with Rob. We're here to rejoice with their families, and we're here to rejoice as a church family that God is a God of salvation to His people for many generations. What is baptism? Briefly, beloved, baptism is a sign and seal of the covenant of grace. Baptism does not save. We do not believe that. But baptism is a sign and seal of the covenant of grace, being that we presume already that that child belongs to God. And if it pleased God to regenerate that child in Austell's womb, the second before baptism, during baptism, or after baptism, that is God's prerogative and not our own. Beloved, we recognize that salvation is of sovereign grace. Sovereign grace. Sovereign grace. And that God will do His work when He pleases and not on our own time frame. Beloved, it's a sign that Megan belongs to the Lord, and it's a sign that Megan will grow up and spend the rest of her life fighting sin in her own life. Fighting sin in her own life and conforming to the standards of God. Becoming a lover of God's Word and progressively growing more and more in faithfulness. Because, beloved, we see how sporadic the faithfulness of little children can be. But, beloved, so what? God's not finished with any adult here. And He's certainly not finished with the children. He progressively works and grows these children into grace upon grace, manifesting to them His glory and His goodness throughout their lives until proven otherwise. Beloved, it's a sign and seal of the covenant of grace. It's a sign that Megan will spend the rest of her days fighting sin in herself and fighting sin everywhere she sees it. You see, because our salvation isn't only personal, but it's also public. That is, we must demonstrate our love for God by standing up as God's people and loving outwardly the things God loves. And she will grow in that as well. Beloved, We don't baptize Megan to make her a member of the church. She's already a member of the church. We baptize her because we recognize her membership in that God has been gracious to Rob and Austell and has brought them into the covenant of grace, and now He also accepts their children as well. So, beloved, make no mistake about it. We Presbyterians do not baptize infants because we are very sentimental about children. We may be sentimental about children, but we baptize our infants based upon the commandments of God, based upon His sovereignty, based upon His promises, and nothing else. You see, beloved, what's so wonderful about it? We're recognizing what God says about this child instead of what this child says about God. What's more important, your profession about God or His profession about you? Which one's more accurate? Which one's more true? So, beloved, let us enjoy this time as we baptize this child, recognizing that God is a God to her as well as to her parents. I'm going to ask the elders and the Futches to come up as we administer the vows of baptism. I don't want to get you wet. That's fine. All right, let me ask you to take three vows. Robin Austell, do you acknowledge Megan's need for the cleansing blood of Jesus Christ and the renewing grace of the Holy Spirit? Do you claim God's covenant promises on her behalf, and do you look in faith to the Lord Jesus Christ for her salvation as you do your own?
We do.
Do you now unreservedly dedicate your child to God and promise in humble reliance upon divine grace that you will endeavor to set before her a godly example, that you will pray with and for her, that you will teach her the doctrines of our holy religion, and that you will strive by all means of God's appointment to bring her up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord?
We do.
Megan, Leah, Futch, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Brother Steve, will you pray for
us? Great God in heaven, we do thank you for this celebration, this sign and seal of the covenant of grace.
Yes.
For you are a great God, and you will be a great God to Megan. Pray, Lord, for this covenant family, that you would guard them, that you would train them in righteousness, cause them to pursue holiness of living, and, Lord, to proclaim the crown rights of Christ Jesus in their entire life. Lord, for others that do come in this family, we pray for them, that for their parents, that they would raise them in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. We thank you, O God, for this celebration. And for this sign and seal, in Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Bless you. One more vow. As we have demonstrated that this family took vows to raise these children, and particularly this child this morning, in the admonition and nurture of the Lord Jesus Christ, they're not going to need help. They have a wonderful family around them, but the Lord has also given them a broader family, a family of faith, whereby we share in their common struggles. And beloved, as they go through this life, will you take a vow to serve and pray and to serve them in any way that you possibly can? So as I read this vow, just affirm by saying amen together. Do you as a congregation undertake the responsibility of assisting the parents in the Christian nurture of this child?
Amen.
Amen.